The difference between someone who does chesed because he loves it, or someone who performs kindness because he has to, is quite apparent. Think of when a parent is helping their child prepare for a bar mitzvah or a chasana. They tend to every detail, and they fuss over the clothing, the decor, the food, the menu, and so on. They love their child, and they want everything to be taken care of, and in the best way possible. But not only that, they're very excited and happy to perform that service, that kindness, to be involved. And that's where we see what it means to take care of someone with a love of what you're doing, with an excitement to be happy about the chesed you're doing. And that is the attitude and approach of Ahavas Chesed, which the Torah expects us to have for chesed. The Torah wants us to look for the opportunity to help our friends and do everything we can so that they are taken care of in the best possible fashion, and we should do it with a cheshek, with excitement. You see how important this aspect of doing chesed is, because Chazal instituted it as part of our tefillah that we say 3 times a day in Shemoneh Esrei. We say in Sim Shalom, Ki va'ar panecha nasata lanu tayras chayim va'ahavas chesed. Va'ar panecha means with the light of the shine of your countenance, you gave us the Torah, which is our life, and the love of chesed. This means that when Hashem revealed Himself to us on Har Sinai, Chazal say He opened up all the 7 heavens and everything there is on earth, and it became clear to all of Klal Yisrael that Hashem is one, He's Yochid, and exclusively rules over all of creation. And that is when it became conclusive that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and the Torah is true. As we know, our Amuna comes from Har Sinai. At that point, a number of other things became clear as well. And this is the meaning of Ur Panecha, the light, the shine of your countenance, the light of your face. As we've explained many times when learning Derech Hashem, light and Gilui Panim, when Hashem reveals His countenance, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mashpia Bracha. It's when He is bringing Brachas and Hashpoyas, and that's when the darkness and confusion that reigns in the world is chased away. And that brings the greatest bracha down upon this world. And the greatest hashpah that there ever was, besides, I guess, the Bria Sa'ilam, was on Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, the ultimate toiva, the ultimate hashpah that Hashem gave to this world. Klal Yisrael had then a moment of extreme clarity of vision, at that moment when Hashem showered upon them such a great level of Gilui Panim, or Panecha. At that point, they saw that the Torah is the source of life on heaven and of the heavens and the earth. Torah is Chaim. Torah is life. And only in its merit do they continue to exist. As Chazal say, Hashem made a Tanai with Ma'aseh Bereishis. He made a condition with all of creation that if Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah, Mutav, then everything will continue. But if not, the world will return to Tayu and to Vayu. The creation will cease. If there would be a moment in time that the Torah is not studied, as Rav Chaim Volozhiner famously said, but this has sources in Zaire and other places, the world would cease to exist, because the Torah is the true life force of all creation, and at its source in the most uppermost worlds and Elamis, as the Sfarim explain in the name of the Zaire. Another thing which became clear to them at that point was the importance of chesed, how a person has to chase after this opportunity with all his strength and love performing kindness with all his heart. Ahavas chesed. They saw Torah Chaim and they saw Ahavas chesed. What did they see? They perceived that the whole world only continues to exist because of Hashem's great kindness. Like we say, Nisin lechem l'chol basar ki la'olam chasdai. Hashem feeds all living creatures only because of His enduring kindness. And it says, Chesed Hashem al haaretz, the kindness of Hashem fills the earth. So they saw this with a clarity. And what that means is that if Hashem would govern the world with judgment, with Midas HaDin, we know the world wouldn't be capable of withstanding that. The world would not be able to continue. It would come to an end. Chesed is the basis of how this world operates. It's how the world functions. And when we witnessed that, when we saw that with a clarity, we came to the understanding of the importance of chesed, and the Chavetz Chaim will continue with this tomorrow.